Welcome to the Catholic Communications Network's Lent and Easter Reflections. Fifth Sunday of Easter. In a moment, we'll listen to the Gospel reading and then we'll hear the thoughts of Bishop Tom Burns, Catholic Bishop of the Forces. John chapter 14, verses 1 to 12.
Do not let your hearts be troubled. You trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house there are many places to live in. Otherwise, I would have told you. I am going now to prepare a place for you, and after I have gone and prepared you a place, I shall return to take you to myself, so that you may be with me where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said, Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father too. From this moment, you know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and then we shall be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? What I say to you I do not speak of my own accord. It is the Father, living in me, who is doing his works. You must believe me when I say that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or at least believe it on the evidence of these works. In all truth I tell you, whoever believes in me will perform the same works as I do myself, and will perform even greater works, because I am going to the Father.
Today's reflection on the Gospel comes from Bishop Tom Burns, Catholic Bishop of the Forces.
I carry a cross. In fact, I wear it round my neck. It is inscribed with the words, I am the way, the truth, and the life. When I became a bishop, it was presented to me by the Roman Catholic priests of the armed forces. Those serving as chaplains in the Royal Navy, the Army, and the Royal Air Force, scattered all over the UK and overseas too, on operations, as well as in the air, in ships on patrol, and who knows, even under the seas. It is a well-travelled cross, going with me almost everywhere. It acts as a permanent reminder that all of us, whatever our station in life, are called to follow the way of Christ, to try and follow his example by imitating his words and his deeds in our own lives. It's not an easy way. The road will be uneven and full of bumps and pitfalls and wrong turnings. But like Jesus, when we stumble or fall, he encourages us to do what he did, to get up, to keep going, and to try again. He overcame the cross and assures us we can do the same in overcoming our own crosses, the disappointments, the setbacks, and the anxieties that we experience in this life. They will be overcome. When Jesus said that he was the truth, Pilate, the Roman governor of Palestine, who ordered Jesus to be put to death, dismissed the claim with the question, What is truth? As though it was something that got in the way, not to be trusted, something worthless and inconvenient, something unreliable, something that might make him change his ways. We might ask the same question today, What is truth? In a world where spin and misinterpretation seem all too common, it is often so difficult to get at the truth, so difficult to find someone who will search out the truth, someone we can trust. Yet Jesus stands for more than simply telling the truth. He claims to be the truth. He's saying that if we turn to him in our moment of need, we can have confidence in him, that he will always act nobly, with our best interests at heart, never selling us a lie, never deceitful. He will never let us down. He will never promise what he can't deliver. There will be no trade-offs. He is the person of principle who can always be relied on. He asks us to trust him and tells us we will not be disappointed. Finally, Jesus said that he was the life. From him comes all life and everything that has its existence. He knows the joys and sorrows of human life himself. He knows personally what it is like to have that life curtailed by imprisonment. He too felt tired and exhausted at times. He knew what it was like to feel despair and abandonment. He must be saddened to see us destroying his creation, caring poorly for the planet, misusing natural resources, ignoring the consequences of climate change. Being alive and enjoying good health are indeed top values to be cherished, yet life in so many parts of the world seems cheap, where war, famine, and greed destroy all hope. In Gaza, Palestine, the Holy Land, in countries of Africa being destroyed by war and corruption, children are homeless, starving, without hope of work in the future. Nearer home, in one theatre of a hospital, staff are intent on saving a life. In another, they are surgically taking it away. We need to raise awareness about the dignity of life from conception to natural death. I am the way, the truth, and the life, said Jesus. It would be wonderful if we too could model our lives on him, for the glory of God is a person fully alive. We have been entrusted with much. Much is demanded of us in return.
Bishop Tom Burns there with today's Easter reflection. For the latest news, resources and information from the Catholic Church in England and Wales, visit www.catholicchurch.org.uk. For our full Lent and Easter section, click on Events.